I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A midnight attack in Nigeria's capital this week set a disconcerting standard. Gunmen took four teachers and two of their children from the University of Abuja. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
the fact that it happened in Abuja, the capital city, is really a sign of perhaps a loss of control.
Kidnapping for ransom is not a new trend in Nigeria. Some 1,400 students were kidnapped this year during attacks on schools. However, abductions were limited to remote communities until now. Ask God to strengthen Nigerian believers and give them courage and pray
for a sense of encouragement that they won't give in to a spirit of fear. When you see attacks like this day after day after day and you live under that constant threat and danger, it's easy to grow discouraged.
And have you noticed any shortages recently? The global supply chain has been wrecked by COVID-19 and its after effects. Things take longer to ship and cost more, especially overseas. Jason Wolford says Mission Cry has run into more expensive shipping containers.
And where that's affecting us as a ministry is containers are about 30% more, between 30 and 50% more than what we were paying for them before. And normally I would have been able to order a container and have it here within the same week. As of right now, we're out a month.
Mission Cry wants to send four containers of Bibles and seminary books before the end of the year to partners in Kenya, Ghana, and Pakistan. You can help them supply books or even pay for the shipping containers. Mission Cry has teams all around the world ready to receive them. Pray these containers reach their destination safely. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women written by women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.